SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the FBI says Donald Trump was the target of another attempted assassination, a political fight over housing legislation, and in sports, Australia's Oscar Piastri celebrates winning the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Good afternoon from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Ahmed. The FBI says Donald Trump was the target of what appears to be an attempted assassination at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Sunday, just 9 weeks after the Republican presidential nominee survived another attempt on his life. The former president says he's safe and well. Secret Service agents spotted a gunman with an AK-47-style rifle in bushes near the property line. They engaged the suspect, identified as 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth of Hawaii, who allegedly fired at least 4 shots. The shooter fled in a black Nissan, leaving behind his rifle and backpacks. Law enforcement issued an alert leading to Ruth's arrest on I-95 by Martin County deputies. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw explains that if Mr. Trump was the sitting president, the shooting may have been prevented.
Well, you got to understand the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. But because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes to the golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter. But the Secret Service did exactly what they should have done. They provided exactly what the protection should have been, and their agent did a fantastic job.
Speaking on the ABC when the news broke, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's important that in democracies, differences are resolved at the ballot box and not through violence.
It is good that President Trump has said that he is safe and that the incident, the details of which are still coming out, so it's not quite clear all of those details. But what is clear is that President Trump is safe. That is a good thing.
The Prime Minister has pushed the Greens to get on board with Labour's housing bills as they reach the Senate this week. There's no clear pathway for the legislation through the Senate, with neither the Coalition or the Greens supporting Labour's Help to Buy or Build to Rent housing initiatives. The Help to Buy shared equity scheme would see the government lend up to 40% of the cost of a house to 40,000 eligible buyers, whilst the Build to Rent tax concession aims to incentivize developers to build affordable rental housing. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says it's time for politicians to act on housing.
What we've had so far is Peter Dutton trying to stop us from putting this bill into law and the Greens working to support him. We need that to end. We've had lots of politicians talk about their care for home ownership in this parliament over the last 2 years. Now is the time for action.
The construction arm of the Victorian branch of the CFMEU has been caught up in a cycle of lawlessness where violence was accepted and threats substituted for negotiations. This is one of the findings of an interim report into allegations the construction and general division was involved in criminal and corrupt conduct as uncovered by 9 newspapers earlier this year. The interim report was prepared by barrister Jeffrey Watson, who CFMEU National Secretary Zach Smith engaged in July to conduct an independent investigation into the allegations. Mr. Watson made 7 recommendations, including that further investigations to identify instances when Victorian branch officials have engaged in or been subject to threatening, violent, or abusive conduct be undertaken. The death toll from flooding in Central Europe is now at 8 people, as thousands of people were evacuated from their homes in the Czech Republic. A low-pressure system has triggered downpours from Austria to Romania, leading to some of the worst flooding in nearly three decades in hard-hit areas in the Czech Republic and Poland. In the city of Opava in the Czech Republic, rescue worker Jendrik Stefek says teams have been forced to find alternative ways to reach those stranded or trapped.
We were rescuing people that were 2 meters above us on a roof. There are other people trapped in front of it, but the current is very strong. We've been trying to get there, to figure out an alternative way to reach them, because the current is too strong for the boats.
In sports, Australian Oscar Piastri has revealed he ignored instructions from his race engineer to pull off the daring and precarious overtake that led to him winning the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Reflecting on what he called probably the best win in my career, Piastri says he chose to make his move with his lap 20 pass. He added that in doing so, he was going against what race engineer Tom Stallard had cautioned over the radio, asking him to go easy on his new tires. The 23-year-old says he decided to take the risk.
After the pit stop, I saw that we'd managed to gain a fair bit of time somehow, and the first lap or two of the first stint, I kind of had half an opportunity, but didn't quite get close enough. So I knew that when I was in DRS on that one lap, I knew I had to try everything to make it stick, because if I didn't, then I definitely wasn't going to win the race. So I knew I had to go for it.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.